Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
I tell you what, man, he's a literal titan across the entire media landscape.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world, but presented by our friends over at DraftKings. Mikey A., before we get to our guest today and anything else going on, New York Jets.
And that's it. I'll tell you this. I saw a quarterback who was dropping back, had five hands in his face, and threw a ball in the ground intended for Braxton Berrios. And I was like, what did we get rid of Sam Darnold for?
Yeah, well, one of the problems is Braxton Berrios is one of our wide receivers. That's, I mean, that, and we have no offensive line. I mean, seriously. So, but Mike, what you saw, here's what I'll say, okay? The first half sucked. It felt terrible. Darnold was playing well. He hit Robbie Anderson for a touchdown. I told you, I told the Lebatard show, I told anyone who listens to all this shit, okay? That's exactly what was going to happen, right? Darnold ran for a touchdown. It didn't feel very good. All right. But what I saw in the second half when Zach Wilson, our new quarterback, finally had some time, whenever he was given the proper amount of time, Mike, and could step into a throw, he delivered. And I was encouraged by his performance. And all this nonsense about Sam Darnold exacting some sort of revenge. You put up 19 points against the Jets at home. Are you kidding me? That's exactly the reason we got rid of you. Because you put 19 points up against mediocre to bad defenses. If anyone with any discerning eye watched that game, the quarterback they would most want for the next decade, Mike, it's easy, is Zach Wilson. Am I wrong?
It's funny because all the people that love Sam Darnold that wanted to see that revenge game, they didn't get it. And all the people that wanted to see the Jets just trounce on him and yes. Be like, oh, see, they didn't get that either. We kind of got like a, oh, I guess, kind of
right.
Game.
I got like, hey, I'm really excited about my quarterback, and I understand for the 1,000th time, I was reminded why Sam Darnold's never going to be that good. He's just not. Like, he's just not, Mike. He's not going to be that good. That moment may have felt good for Sam Darnold. I'm certain that it did, beating his former team. But again, 19 points at home against the New York Jets. Those 19 points would not have been good enough to beat any good team at home in the NFL. So Sam Darnold, enjoy your 1 week, my friend. I'm going to enjoy Zach Wilson for the next 10 years. Hopefully 15, maybe 20, maybe 40 like Brady.
He might be dead by next week. He might just get killed from this offensive line.
So we're home with the Patriots, Mike. Let's go. It's a big game. It's a must win for us. Anyway, we've got speaking of big games, we got Alabama and Florida coming up this weekend, perhaps the biggest game of the week on the college football slate. And we're going to talk to former Heisman Trophy winner, former Gator quarterback Danny Werfel in just a second. I just want to pepper him with Steve Spurrier stories. Like, that's all. I just want to get as much about Spurrier as I can out of Danny Werfel. You have a good Spurrier story.
I'll be interested. It's funny you mentioned that. I'll be interested to see what he thinks of Spurrier in the NFL. Because one of the cool things about working around ESPN for as long as I did is you talk to a lot of former athletes. And somebody told me a story about Steve Spurrier when he was with Washington and just the crime he committed against Patrick Ramsey in just developing this offense to be nothing like a pro offense, where he refused to have hot routes. He didn't have any sort of hot route system. So all of a sudden, they're running all these four vertical routes, and the defense blitzes, and before Patrick Ramsey could take a step, he was getting hit. And he'd say, well, coach, you know, these plays are too long to develop. And he said, got to get it blocked. And he'd be like, no. We're blocking with five guys and they're sending seven. We can't block this. He'd go, well, got to get it blocked, guys. And I'm just like, that is no way you could survive in the NFL. No wonder he went back to college.
Well, that and the fact that he didn't want to work that hard. I mean,
does anybody?
No, but certainly not me. But but Spurrier, I mean, listen. Spurrier was way ahead of his time in this regard, Mike. He didn't make coaching his life. And I'll talk to Danny Werfel about that. Like, he found balance in his life, whether it was on the golf course, whether it was with his kids, whether it was with his family. Listen, he had plenty of success at the college level, so it didn't affect him there. In the NFL, those guys are staying there for days at a time. So he just wasn't made for the NFL. But I'm excited. I love Steve Spurrier. For you youngsters out there going, who the fuck is Danny Werfel? He was perhaps one of the five greatest college quarterbacks of all time.
Read a book.
Do something I've never done. Read a book. Or I'll provide you with a Cliff Notes version right now. Let's bring on Danny Werfel. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Danny, how's the golf game these days?
Oh, it's sketchy. Sketchy at best. I've been spending my time playing the new sport of pickleball. That is like an incredibly fun sport. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's the fastest growing sport in the country. I love it.
No, I have heard of it, but here's the thing. So my dad played it. He hurt his knee. And then my friend played it, who's my age. He's 48. He tore his Achilles. So I am terrified. I love golf so much, Danny, that I am terrified to extend myself anywhere past golf physically because I don't want to miss golf. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Protect yourself.
I think it's funny that the only thing I wouldn't describe about you as sketchy, Stu, is your golf game. Everything else about you is sketchy, but your golf game isn't.
Wait, but Danny, explain to me what you love about pickleball. It seems like adult ping pong. It seems like real life ping pong is what it seems like.
It's like if tennis and ping pong had a baby. It's kind of like that. And it's incredibly, first of all, anybody can play it. Like 4 7-year-old people could play and have a lovely time, or you could have 4 Roger Federers playing at a different level and you can just always get better. It's really fun. There's a lot of strategy involved in the game, more than you'd think. So it's something I can do at my age. I can't really hit a tennis overhand anymore or throw a football, so I can play pickleball. There you go.
What do you mean your age? How old are you, Danny? It feels like yesterday that you won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, some days it feels like yesterday and some days it doesn't. I'm about 47. We're having the 25th anniversary of my Heisman is this year in the national championship. I'm headed to Florida in a couple of weeks for a little reunion. And it's been a bit.
Nice. What on your body? I'll get to the Heisman. I do have a question about the Heisman Trophy. But what on your body hurts the most just from playing years of football?
I'm pretty fortunate. Most of the hits I took were in college. The bad news is I didn't play a lot in my NFL career. The good news is I didn't get hit a lot as I was an older person. So I'm pretty fortunate. But my right shoulder, I've got a lot of arthritis in my right shoulder, so I can't do a lot of things. But other than that, my body's pretty healthy, so I'm very thankful.
Where's the Heisman Trophy?
Right now, the Heisman Trophy is in Gainesville, Florida at Steve Spurrier's new restaurant and museum. They just opened, so it's on display down there in Gainesville.
How long did you loan it to him for?
We're talking about 3 to 6 months, so we'll see. If they feed me well enough when I come, maybe longer. We'll see.
It's your trophy, Danny. Spurrier didn't win it. That's your trophy, man. That's the most coveted trophy anywhere in sports. Go get that thing. You don't want it back.
Oh, no, I'll get it back for sure.
I don't know what Spurrier
is. It just opened. So it's just trying to support the thing down there.
So when you go get it, do you have to, buy a seat on the plane so that you could put it next to you? Or how does that – you don't check it.
Usually it's in a driving capacity. So we'll, put in the back seat, put the seatbelt around it, make sure it's safe.
I think it would be the ultimate boss move to buy it a first-class seat and you sit and coach.
Oh, that'd be great. Yes. Cares more about the Heisman. Yes. Is it the first thing you show off to people when they walk into your house when it's there? When Spurrier's not hogging it?
It's in our living room. Kind of there's a little shelf adjacent to the TV. And usually I'll try to get one of the kids to put one of their trophies in there too. We'll try to have it as a little place where it's not just about near the Heisman, but that's where we put the things we're proud of. And
where is the trophy for MVP of the World Bowl?
Oh,
not as coveted, but still a very valuable
thank
trophy.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I think it was a t-shirt, actually.
What? They couldn't even spring for a trophy in that league?
I think it was a t-shirt.
Heisman Trophy winner Danny Werfel is with us here on Stupidity. We'll get to his golf tournament in just a second here. What stuck out for you, Danny, in terms of week one, first couple of weeks here of college football? What has stuck out to you?
Well, in a big shocker, Alabama is really good. So there's a shocker to the world. Another big shocker is Georgia's rated really high early in the season. I like to tease these my Georgia fans. They always start off good and see where they end up. But a lot of exciting. There's some upsets, a lot of things happening. As a Gator, it's been fun to watch our team play. We've got 2 pretty exciting quarterbacks, and our backup quarterback right now has showed some incredible potential, which makes us all excited for him and for the future. So I think it's off to a good start. I love watching wide open offenses, and more teams are doing this and spreading the ball and RPOs and throws and getting the ball to athletes in space. So that's fun. I'm glad he's here.
Does it feel like we're all playing for, well, I shouldn't say we're all playing, I'm not playing, but does it feel like everyone else is playing for second place?
Sometimes it feels that way, you know, but, you know, they have been beaten and you know, they haven't won everything every year for the last several years, just most of the time, but it definitely feels like their backups would be the fair team to play like that, that they'd still probably be top five team if you just played their backups. Just, it's really, to me, you know, in the things that I do and talking about leadership and that there's a process to do things to be effective over the long haul. And Nick Saban has really, really done that well. Just a testimony to his leadership, his program, and what they've done there.
I am going up to the game this weekend. You have your golf tournament this weekend. We'll get to it in just a second, and your gala, and we'll get to it all in just a second. But I'm going to Alabama, Florida at the Swamp. And listen, perhaps Florida could spring the upset. We'll see. A tough game. Crowd's going to be there. But what I want to know from Danny Werfel is, because I've never really gone to Gainesville. I don't know Gainesville that well. So give me some spots. Where am I going, Danny? Where can I have a good time in Gainesville?
Well, if...
besides the
swamp. If you're looking for a good time in Gainesville, you probably need to talk to somebody else. I don't know if you know Chris Doring. He could tell you all the real fun spots. He lives there, and he's good. But there's lots of cool things. You know, you can go by Lake Alice and see an alligator, like a real alligator, actually. And it's not just a mascot name. There's some pretty spots, great restaurants. I'm sure there's some more fun spots that I don't know about that you can find. But none will be more electric than the Swamp Saturday night. It'll be absolutely amazing.
Did you spend your entire time at Florida in Spurrier's film room? Like, what happened to you?
A good bit of it.
That's how you win national championships and win a Heisman Trophy that you no longer have because Spurrier's hogging it. Tell me about the golf tournament that's going on in the gala. It sounds very cool. Florida versus Georgia. Very cool.
Yeah, so it's actually the week of the Florida-Georgia game, or as some people mix up and say Georgia-Florida. It's, you know, at the end of October, we play Georgia October 30th. And so a couple of days before that at Sea Island, we're hosting events. So Desire Street is really what I've given my life to since I was drafted by the Saints in 97. We work in under-resourced neighborhoods all over the Southeast and do a lot of work with ends up being probably thousands of children and their families in multiple neighborhoods. A lot of great work after school programs. We've done medical clinics. We've started some schools, housing programs, churches. And this is our premier fundraising event. So we have Florida greats, Georgia greats. We've had Tebow and Herschel, Spurrier and Dooley always come. And this is how we raise the money. So we hope people check it out and join us. And of course, if you can't come, we have what we call the 19th hole, where you can make a donation to support the event. So wherever you are, hopefully you'll check it out and be a part of it.
Tebow, any good at golf?
Man, when he hits the ball, which he often does, it goes a very, very long way. I mean, that dude, and I hadn't seen him since he's been practicing his baseball swing. So my guess is he's probably hitting that golf ball a real long way now.
Spurrier definitely thinks he's winning this thing, right?
He hits it a very straight, not as long way anymore. And, you know, his body is getting weaker on him, but he can still surely golf and enjoys it and does well.
On the Florida side, who's going to be the most competitive person?
Let's see. Well, we have had in the past Billy Horschel and Chris DeMarco, so that may be kind of stacking your golf team.
You think? Horschel just won the BMW.
We try to do it. Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of Ryder Cup style. You have two Gators versus two Bulldogs in one foursome, and then we also have foursomes playing against each other. So you add up all the points and you have a winner at the end, which sort of is the precursor to what happens in the football game that Saturday. So it's a real fun event, the Desire Cup.
Danny Werfel with us, Heisman Trophy winner, national champion. Danny, I'm just wondering, like, for me, because I watched you in college and you were so good, so accurate. That team was so good. Then you get to the NFL and I'm thinking to myself, Danny Werfel is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL. So it begs the question. It's insensitive, I understand. But what happened, Danny?
Have you ever been accused of being insensitive? I bet not. No, very fair question. I mean, a couple things. First of all, I think to be effective in football, you got to be in the right place at the right time with the right coach and the right team. And if I look at my life in high school, in college, you even earlier mentioned the World Bowl, I was in my perfect spot more than my fair share of chances. So part, you know, there's a sense in which I think if I'd have been in the right place at the right time, I could have had more success. On the other hand, too, you know, You know, part of my skills were being very accurate, as you mentioned, and being very smart. You know, I didn't have the strongest arm. And so I think that was a limiting factor for me. And so if I could have thrown the ball with a little bit more velocity, I probably would have made it a good bit longer in the NFL. So I think those were some of the reasons to answer your very insensitive and inappropriate question.
I'm sorry about that, Danny. What do you make a quarterback play now? Because Dan and I were just talking about it, doing our main show over here. We were just talking about, we've never seen the accuracy, the timing between quarterback and receiver the way we're seeing it right now. It's like they're playing a different game, isn't it?
It is, and I actually have a theory. So I started a few years ago playing flag football. There's a professional flag tournament that happens, and I just kind of got excited and got into it. And I tell you what's changed now versus when I was playing is there's this thing, it's called the internet. And on the internet, there's these things called YouTube, and there's actually great coaches all around the country that are putting out great content. So I played for Steve Spurrier, arguably one of the greatest coaches there are in offense and quarterbacking. But when it comes to the pure mechanics of using your body and your motion to throw, it's a science like pitching. And I think more and more coaches have studied that and are teaching it. And so you've got the Elite 11 programs. You've got a lot of places that are teaching young guys. I mean, I'm going around watching high school players that have learned so much about throwing and have been taught really, really well. So I think the level of actual passing, not just playing quarterback, but passing has really grown. And you're seeing that guys are coming into college more prepared, and then they're coming out of college more prepared. But you're absolutely right. I was watching games this weekend, and man, at the NFL level, all these guys are just putting dimes everywhere. And even in college, it's really, really fun to watch good quarterbacks.
Do you think we're inching closer towards the kind of the end of the true pocket passer when you see all the different quarterbacks, guys rolling out, guys with the ability to run? Lamar Jackson last night, although Derek Carr, the pocket passer, ended up winning the game. But are we inching closer to the end of the pocket passer?
Well, any time you can move well as a quarterback, you create mismatches for the defense. And, you know, if the defense can have the perfect defense on 3rd and 10, and when they win, you still break pocket and get the first down and win. That is an absolute weapon. But I just think, you know, the place for an incredibly fast processing person that really relies on their brain and accuracy, the Bradys, you know, the Rodgers, you know, these type of players, I think there'll be a place for that for a while.
All right, so I'm headed up to Gainesville, and Mikey A, my producer, and you know, shame on me for not asking this question sooner. Can you get us a free meal at Spurrier's place? What do you think?
Yeah, well, definitely, I'm sure, pull that together. No, had you not asked me an insensitive question, it might have been
better. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. But Danny, Danny, my wife's a Gator. Does that fix it? She's a Gator. My wife's a Gator.
Well, you should have been nicer. Mike, you can have a free meal.
Not stew. Does it look like Mike needs a meal?
I need it. That's another insensitive comment.
Well, yeah, but that's aimed at him. He's okay. My friend. Insults in the language of intimacy amongst males. So yes to the free meal, I'll just stroll on in, tell him Warfel sent me.
Yeah, see how that goes for you.
You know what I find so interesting about Steve Spurrier, and I had a chance a couple of years ago to spend some real quality time with him at a game pre-pandemic. What I find interesting about Spurrier is it seems like he figured out the balance before any other coaches figured out balance, meaning he didn't have to be there 17 hours a day in order for you guys to get the results that he wanted and that you wanted. He was out playing golf. He would spend time with his family. And I remember talking to Bobby Bowden, who came on our show a lot, and Bowden said later in life, I wish I had done it Steve's way, because Steve's way was a way that allowed him to have some balance in his life. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah,
I'm saying?
I think so. I remember hearing him say, you know, early on, he figured out if you wanted to win, you either had to do what everybody was doing and work harder, or you need to try something different. And that's what he did, and really invented and really led the way in the vertical passing, the fun and gun offense. He loves football. He loves competing. He also loves his wife, and he loves his family, and loves golf, and loves to have a life other than just in the film room. And so Yeah, I think that we worked really hard when we worked. And then when it was time to not work, we played really hard. And so I think it was a great example of balance.
So why didn't Spurrier work in the NFL? Was it because he was unwilling to do some of those things? I think if he lands in the right spot with the right person, you know, perhaps Spurrier has a better NFL career, just like you, you know?
Yeah, I think for sure he could have been successful in the NFL. I think in the situation he found himself, it wasn't ideal for him. I think if he'd have stuck in there longer, he would have, you know, the running game that he had that we used was pretty simple compared to a lot of the strategy. So it was just running game wasn't as effective. I think the pass protections weren't quite as sound perhaps as some other team, you know, and you know, we love 7-step drops, throwing the ball downfield over and over, but you know, it's tough to block the defensive ends if they know where you're going to be most of the time. So I think a few of those things he would have gotten better at had he stayed in there, but I'm super happy he went back to college, became the all-time winningest coach at South Carolina, and just an incredible collegiate career for sure.
The Desire Cup rivalry for a cause, which is a friendly golf tournament and gala weekend in Sea Island, Georgia. Friendly competition between Georgia Bulldogs and Florida Gators. There's nothing friendly about Georgia and Florida. You know that, Danny. There's nothing. Who's a guy at Georgia you can't stand? Give me a guy. Like, who's a guy you just can't stand?
On that stand. I can stand most people in Georgia. I love to tease back and forth, but we actually have a really fun time. There's some heated rivalry, but then there's also a lot of coming together. We interview some of the Desire Street partners and tell the story of what people are doing in under-resourced neighborhoods. That's inspiring. And then we get back to trash talking, and that's fun too.
You're doing good work. All right, trash talk right now. The fan base, the team, the university, the program that Florida players can't stand the most. Is it FSU or Miami? I know the answer, Danny. Give us the answer.
Well, you know, for me, we never really played Miami.
Right.
And they're not, haven't been a huge, huge rivalry. So clearly FSU has been the team that, you know, one of the few teams that beat me when I was playing. It's the team where a lot of your friends go. And let me just say this. I think there are some pretty happy people in Gainesville right now knowing Florida State's 0-2.
Especially losing to that team. I mean, all right, so are the Gators going to spring the upset this weekend?
Man, my heart's in it. My heart's ready to make that prediction. My heart is hopeful. My brain keeps telling me, yeah, but it's a Nick Saban Alabama team that's loaded. So it's going to be electric. If you hadn't been there, you're going to have quite a treat. It's going to be quite an environment. You know, again, my heart gives the upset to Florida. My brain isn't quite bought into that yet.
All right. So my brain, let's do this. I want to make a bet with
you. Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. I'm going to take the Gators. You take Alabama. Okay, straight up, no points, nothing, all right? I got the Gators winning outright, you get Alabama outright, okay? If I win, that Heisman Trophy comes to my house for a month. How about that?
Well, I tell you what, agreed, if you can go in on your own late one night and get it out of that restaurant, like, if you can Jason Bourne that thing out of the security system, then you can have it.
I love you. He's totally going to send me.
Yeah, it sounds like a job for you, Mike. How about the T-shirt, the MVP T-shirt? Okay, yeah, settle for that.
I find that MVP T-shirt from the World Bowl. I'll send it to you.
Is it like a medium? Like, did they at least get your size?
I don't remember, man. It's 21 years ago. Where were you 21 years ago?
It was totally either a medium or a triple XL.
Hey, he threw it away, Mike. He didn't give a shit. Oh, my God. Danny, you're doing great work, man. You really are. And I'm happy to hear and see that you're doing fantastic work away from the football field. And not surprised. Anyone who knows you or followed your career, no one should be surprised about the great work you're doing and raising money for great causes. So keep it up and promote the golf tournament one more time. And the
Desire Cup, you can go to desirestreet.org. You can follow me, Danny Werfel, on Twitter and Instagram. Keep up with all the work that we're doing. Appreciate giving us a chance to tell our story, you guys. Have a great week. Have a great time at the Florida-Alabama game. Go Gators.
Thank you. I have a feeling I'll be leaving, driving home by halftime. We'll see what happens. Oh. Hey, you didn't choose them to win. I did.
I did it in my heart.
Danny, thank you. I know. Listen, you just go with your brain, okay? Your brain is taking you down the right path. Danny, thanks so much, man. It's been a pleasure catching up.
Guys.
Mike, what do you imagine they have at Steve Spurrier's restaurant? Like, what do you imagine's on the menu there?
Mediocre Gamecock.
Perfect. Stupidity! And a Heisman Trophy that I'm going to steal.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.